Ladybird presents Happy Feaster with Peter Rabbit and the Happy Foodie. I love reading Peter Rabbit. He is so naughty and always getting into trouble. Peter Rabbit likes to eat bread and milk and blackberries for his supper, so Miranda Gore-Brown has a really special recipe that I think he might like.
I'm Miranda Gore-Brown and we're here in my kitchen today with my little girl, Eleanor.
Can I mix it? Can I pour it in? Can I pour it in?
You can. Go on then. We're making little milk and blackberry bunnies from my book, Bake Me a Cake as Fast as You Can.
Perfect for tartar and mischievous flopsy bunnies at the end of a busy day.
Why don't you pop the batter into here? We're going to make it all with a wooden spoon today. You like making it like that, don't you? They're very, very simple. They're a simple cake mixture. So it's just butter, sugar, eggs, some milk, and quite a lot of milk actually, which is what makes them this sort of rather special milkier bun, baking powder, and then obviously the blackberries.
We've got a Sally Henny Penny, haven't we?
Yeah.
We have, in the garden. Has she laid any eggs yet?
No.
No. We have to have a little word with her, I think.
I want to crack it.
Go on then.
I think for me, the connection with baking and with Peter Rabbit is about nostalgia and is about the home and about things that make you feel safe, and I guess reading the Peter Rabbit stories make you feel like that, and they are times that you remember being snuggled up or in bed or in the kitchen, or you know, there's a real association with the sort of world that you want to be part of.
How do you do it so quick?
It requires a lot of practice. I used to make my cakes when I was little like you, didn't I?
Lots of my baking is inspired by stories and books.
Are we using blackberries or blueberries?
We're going to use blackberries, because the Foxy Bunnies had blackberries, didn't they? Even though Peter Rabbit couldn't eat them.
I think it's a great way to get children involved. If you can say, well, shall we make some butterfly sandwiches like Jeremy Fisher might have made? I mean, I'm hoping they don't have real butterflies in. And there's so many examples of that, where I think you can get children inspired about food and baking because of the stories.
I'm going to put one more in each at the end.
Wow, that looks delicious. So, 15 minutes to put the rest of these cakes into their little cases.
Yep.
Have a bit of a tidy up. And then we might be able to try one.
You can find Miranda's recipe for milk and blackberry bunnies from her book Bake Me a Cake as Fast as You Can on the Happy Foodie website. Spring is a really fun time to cook with Mummy. I eat lots of chocolate eggs and bake cakes for the school Easter sale. Here are some tips for cooking this Easter.
When I'm baking with the children, I think it's always sort of works best if you allocate tasks. It gives them a really important job to do with the mixing. And I think it's lovely because you can tell them certain tips and they don't realise that they're learning lots of things. And I can remember things that I learnt baking with my mum and with my grandmother as well. And you do remember it, you know, when people say to you, oh, you know, only add the eggs a little at a time and don't add the rest of the egg until the first bit of egg's hidden in the mixture. You know, you remember that, and I think that's a lovely thing.
How many cakes does this recipe make, Eleanor?
12.
So, let's put those in there.
If you want it to quite small, then it will probably make 24.
If you want them to sort of do maths without realising they're doing maths, you can ask them how many eggs you would need if you doubled the recipe. And also, all of the weighing, we often have a weighing controller. So I think there's lots of dimensions to baking with children that you can make fun and interesting.
At springtime, I like seeing daffodils grow in the park. What do you love about this time of year?
Hi, I'm Nicola Bird. I'm senior editor at Ladybird. I grew up in the countryside in Devon, so springtime for us was very much about getting our wellies on, borrowing the neighbour's dog, because we didn't have one of our own, and going out for long walks.
Hi, my name's George. I'm an editorial assistant for Puffin. So I remember at school, we used to plant daffodils every year in spring, and then using the bottom of an egg box, you'd make the head of a daffodil, and then using lots of crepe paper, you'd make a really nice daffodil to take home and like put on display in your home.
Hello. My name is Eddie. I'm 3 years old. In spring, I see daffodils. I like stuff for children because they're yellow.
Hi, my name's Anna Barnes and I'm an editor at Puffin. For me, my earliest memories are all about picking primroses and making up bunches of primroses.
My name is Devon. My favourite type of year is being because the sun starts shining and we read books like Hungry Caterpillar and Peter Rabbit.
The Further Tale of Peter Rabbit. Written and read by Emma Thompson.
I think there's something wonderfully mischievous about Peter Rabbit. He's like how lots of our children are and how lots of us were as children. He's inquisitive and he's intelligent, but he does foolish things as well. He likes having adventures and going on expeditions and finding out more about the world, but also he loves being at home. And, you know, that sanctuary of their little home underneath the fir tree is something that we, I think we all empathise with, and we want our homes to be like that as well.
Now it's story time. Here's my favourite part from The Further Tale of Peter Rabbit, read by Emma Thompson.
I have not seen many rabbits moping, but when they do, their ears droop. Peter Rabbit was in low spirits. It had been a rainy summer, his blue coat had been torn by briars, and his shoes were hurting. What I need, he said, is a change of scene. Benjamin Bunny advised against it. Too many carts on the road, he said. Too many owls and too many foxes. Discouraged, Peter squeezed under the gate into Mr. McGregor's garden, intending to steal a lettuce. What should he find by the greenhouse but an interesting basket smelling of onions? He opened it and climbed in. Inside, wrapped in brown paper, were some excellent sandwiches of cheese and pickle. He ate them all. It was cozy in the basket, so he fell asleep.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to visit the Ladybird blog to read the recipe and enter our exciting competition.